Good morning, everybody. For those who aren't in the deep jhanas and can hear me, we're now going to start the morning chanting. So if you can look in the book, we start off with the Yoso, then the recollections of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, Namatasa, sorry, then the recollections of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, and we finish with the Metta Sutta in English. Okay. Okay. Very good. Do you have any steps this morning or at breakfast time? After breakfast? Do it now? Okay, yes. Okay, so after you've done the Metta Sutta, then we'll give the 8 precepts. So we'll do the chanting first and the precepts afterwards. So because it's bowing, we usually kneel towards the Buddha statue. Okay, so here we go. Yoso Bhagava Alahang Sama Sambuddho Savakato Yena Bhagavata Dhammo Supatipanno yassa bhagavato savakasangho dhammayang bhagavantang sadhammang sasangang Imehi sakavehi atavahang avopitehi abhipujayama saduno bante bhagava suchiva pavinibhutopi Pachima janata nukampa manasa ime sakave dukata panakara bhute patikan hatu amhakanti karatang Hitaya sukhaya alahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi Suvakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang namami Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato Arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato Arahato sammasambuddhassa Itipiso bhagava
Arahang Sama Sambuddho Vijacharana Sampano Sugato Lokavidu Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Sata Deva Manusana Buddha Bhagava Dhammahang Bhagavantang Abhipujayami Dhammahang Bhagavantang Sirasa Namami Suvakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipasiko Upanayiko Pachyata Veditabho Vinyuhi Dhammahang Dhammang Abhipujayami Dhammahang Dhammang Sirasa Namami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Iyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Yaditang Chattari Purisayugani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savakasangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anuttarang Punyaketang Lokasa Tamahang Sangang Sirasanamami Tamahang Sangang Sirasanamami
Now we have the Metta Sutta in English.
This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness. And who knows the path of peace, let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be happy. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born or to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, freed from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. So those, that's the chanting. And now we have the eight precepts. You got the page for the eight precepts? Very good. So here we go. Make sure you know what those eight precepts are, first of all. Not deliberately, intentionally killing any living being. Not taking what's not yours. And no sexuality at all. Not even any winks. No lying. And that's very easy because you're not supposed to speak at all. And if anyone tries to speak at you, you just put your hands up or one finger and go, shh. So you don't need to tell them, you too be quiet. Because if you tell them to be quiet, then someone else will tell you to be quiet because you're speaking too. And then someone else will tell them, who told you to be quiet, to also be quiet.
and soon everybody is speaking. So if somebody speaks to you, one finger, shh, so they don't speak. Okay, so no speaking, except in the question times or interviews. And if you really think it's important to say something, you should do the three reflections before you speak. The three reflections before you speak are, first of all, is this really important? And if you consider, yes, it is really important, and you tick that first box, then you can go on to the next reflection. And the second reflection is this really, really important? And if it passes that second test, only then can you go on to the third test, which you have to reflect. Is this really, really, really important? And only after you checked it that third time, then you can actually speak. And usually by that time, the person's gone away, so you don't have to speak anyway. So that way, you can keep quiet. You don't have to speak. A lot of time, all those times we think we really have to tell our roommate or someone else, you don't really need to. So keep it quiet. Shh. And then the next one is not to take any non-medicinal drugs. So if you are a diabetic or you have some medicine prescribed by your doctor, some antibiotics or something, keep taking those. We don't want anybody to die on this retreat because it's very inconvenient. So keep taking your prescription medicines or whatever else you have to take. But it means not taking any illegal drugs like speed or crystal meth or cocaine or anything else. You don't need those drugs on this retreat because instead you've got meditation, which will keep you happy. And the sixth precept is not to take any solid food after noon. And over here, noon is sometime around, it's about 1 o'clock I think in Penang. Sometime around that time. But we try and keep all our meals before midday. So it means in the afternoon or evening, your tummy is taking a rest. Sometimes your poor stomach has to work 3 or 4 times a day, 7 days a week. This is holiday time. And so you can give your tummy a holiday. Say, tummy, in the afternoon and evening for 3 days, you can take a well-earned rest. And don't worry that you will be hungry, because instead of eating solid food, you will have the Dharma to actually to fill your tummies and fill your hearts and make you peaceful and happy. So, no solid food in the afternoon. There's usually drinks and stuff available. And I think you've already been told about that. And the next precept is a double precept. We have no TV, no radio, no music. So if you miss your music, make sure you always come for the morning chanting. That's the nearest you can get to music. We call it Buddha hip hop in the morning. And we don't sort of go wearing adornments. No makeup, no scent. If you smell, never mind. So in other words, we don't hide the reality of who we are. So no makeup, no jewelry, no scents. And the last one is we just use simple furnishings. No high and luxurious expensive seats. So we have these nice little chairs at the back. We have the cushions here. A little mattress for you to sleep on. So you keep it simple. So the first precepts are the precepts of quietness. The last three precepts are the precepts of renunciation for the sake of simplicity. So you keep things nice and easy, which means that your next 3 days will be unfettered, uncluttered with all the things you have to do, which means you are sweeping the path, clearing it of those obstacles so that your meditation can flow freely. And don't be worried about not eating in the afternoon, because when you don't see the food, you don't think about it. And you'll be surprised how easy it is not to eat in the afternoon or evening. Okay, so now I'll give you those precepts. I will begin by saying Namo Tassa. When I finish the Namo Tassa, then you say it after me.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Ti sarana gamanang niti tang.
You say Amabante.
Panati pata veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Musavada veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Sura meraya majhapamadathana. Veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Vikala bhojana. Veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Acha Gita Vadita Visukha Dasana Mala Ganda Vilepana Dharana Mandana Vibhusana Tana Viramani Sikapadang Samadhyami. Ucha Sayana Maha Sayana Viramani Sikapadang Samadhyami. Imani atasikapadani silena sugating yanti silena boga sampada silena nibuting yanti tasma silang visodaye. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so now you have determined the 8 precepts. So your hearts are now very, very pure. It's like putting your heart in the washing machine 8 times round. It gets nice and clean and pure. So you're now nice and clean and pure because of your 8 precepts. So now, having made your behavior so pure, your heart will get lots of energy. And when your mind has lots of energy, it gets easier to meditate. So now we have 1 hour before breakfast. And the hour, just as dawn breaks, is traditionally, I don't know why this is, but it seems to be the case, traditionally when people become enlightened. So, this is a big opportunity for you. Just as the sun rises in the early morning, so who knows, maybe the eye of the Dhamma, the truth may arise in your mind in this early hour, so that you too can be an enlightened one, another enlightened one in the island of Penang. So that is your duty, so stay awake. Because if enlightenment comes visiting this morning and you're half asleep, oh, you've missed your opportunity of many lifetimes. So stay alert, stay awake. If you get a little bit sleepy, try walking. And if you get sleepy while walking, try walking backwards. Or try hopping on one leg like kangaroo. I don't mind. But keep alert, keep awake, so that you can develop your mindfulness. And it's only 1 hour, and then we have breakfast. So you can walk, sit. If you get sleepy walking, get up. So if you get sleepy sitting, get up and walk. If you get sleepy walking, get down and sit. And just keep it going for 1 hour, just to incline the mind towards mindfulness and stillness. So enjoy the morning. 1 hour to breakfast.